Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A big football game Saturday. And, you know, we were talking about the Bills-Chargers game. Could be a high-scoring affair on Sunday. Might have nothing on what could take place Saturday at UB Stadium. The 3-0 Bulls, who average over 44 points a game, playing 3-0 Kent State, who average over 50 points a game. And we are joined on our Western Hotline right now by, it is a noon game Saturday on ESPN 1520, by the way, Lance Leipold, UB Bulls coach, joining us right now. Lance, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
I am good. So listen, first team to 100 wins on Saturday?
And it could be one of those days. They're a very explosive offense, play really fast. Coach Sean Lewis has done an excellent job there. He's under the Dino Babers tree there at Bowling Green together and then at Syracuse. And they're definitely going to try to get 100 plays, Howard, that's for sure, and going fast. And we're going to have to play our best football.
But you guys, you know, you have a very explosive offense, too. You've topped 40 points in all three of your games. Would you be comfortable in the quote-unquote track meet?
Well, you'd have to be, and I think that's one of the things we've always tried to say is that, we talk to our defense if we're struggling offensively as a team, and, if we only can put three on the board, we gotta pitch a shutout. And then offensively, if we're not slowing them down and they're going to be in their 50-point range, we got to find a way to score one more than they do. So I think that's the flexibility of our offense, and I think our second game of the year against Miami, I think we really got to show some of the weapons that we had here at home and some of the guys we can get involved, and I think we're going to need everybody involved to have a chance to win on Saturday.
I think one of the nice things about your offense, Lance, is you brought up the Miami game, and you were really – Kyle Van Trees had a big game, and you made a number of explosive plays with your passing game. And then you look at your last game and didn't really need to use Van Trees as much. It was your running game just pummeled those guys. It looks like you do have that ability to do whatever is needed, whether it's passing or running.
Yeah, that's always the goal. I think everybody wants the ball in your hands, and we want balance. I think that's something we really want to get to, and in that game it wasn't, and when we did throw the ball, about the last year and a half, it's mainly been geared towards Antonio Nunn, and rightfully so at sometimes, but we have other weapons, and Zach LaFave at tight end, Trevor Wilson, a couple other guys on the outside. Giovanni Ruiz is another guy that has played well. So once you start doing that, as well as the two running backs that have played extremely well, then it puts more pressure on defenses, and hopefully we'll be able to keep mixing it up.
The running backs, and I don't mean this as a slight to Kevin Marks, because you know what? Kevin Marks has had a hell of a UB career. But, man, Jarrett Patterson, Lance, is just putting up eye-popping numbers with how quickly he got to 3,000-plus career yards. Why has he been such a dominant runner?
Well, again, you bring up, and one of the reasons is Kevin, I think, a little bit. And Kevin's played really well. He played well at home. And I think they complement each other so well in different running styles. I think, of course, you have to give credit to offensive lines and that. But when it comes to Jared personally, I think it's vision, it's patience, and he's got the ability to make people miss. And a lot of times people don't understand, there's going to be free defenders every play. And know, your goal always is to make those guys the furthest away from the ball as possible. But there's going to be times that a safety's going to, if he comes down fast enough, he's going to be in the hole and he's going to have those things. And Jared has just an uncanny way of making people miss in space, and yet he has great balance and very good speed to create big plays with it. And I think that's a heck of a combination for somebody, and he continues to show it. His dedication, his work ethic off the field, taking care of himself, all those things allow him the chance to be successful and to play well for four quarters.
If you and I think one thing that's nice, coaches every now and then will talk about being able to run successfully, even though, and do it when the other team knows you're going to do it, and you guys are able to do that. How much of that is those two backs? How much of that is, I guess it works in concert with the offensive line, right, Lance? They know it's coming, and yet you're still able to, they can't stop you.
Right. Football's changed enough where you just can't line it up every time and say, here we come. But at the same time, I think the combination of what we're going to do in our inside-outside zone scheme, I think the play action off of it, and that's why we keep saying about being balanced is, yeah, pretty soon those safeties that maybe might be 8 to 12 yards are 6 to 8 yards away sometimes, and you got to be real, careful. But the balance, and our linemen have taken great pride. We lost 3 senior linemen from last year's team and have been able to plug in some guys that have played really well. I think the other part of this is if you watch us is the play of the tight ends and Zach LaFave, Jake Mullinich, motion shifting, creating gaps and making teams be sound. And as I said earlier, when you have backs that are powerful, but at the same time, Jared makes you miss in space, you really put a lot of stress on a defense.
Well, Kent State puts a lot of stress on opposing defenses. So let me ask you about your defense, because early on, they've dealt with a lot of adversity, right? You've had a little bit of a rash of injuries, I think, a lot in the secondary, right?
Yeah, we've been pretty banged up on there. We've had some young guys that have, I say young and experienced, step up and play well. Roy Baker's is actually a senior, but he hadn't started a game in his career and has played well at one corner. And Isaiah King and is a redshirt junior, as well as true freshman Logic Hudgens has been playing there. The two slated starting corners were Ali Abbas and Apri Washington. I think Ali's played about 9 plays all year in 2 games, and Apri is yet to play. We are out all-conference safety Tyrone Hill was out last week, questionable again for this week. So, and a couple guys in the defensive line. So what was a very good defense last year has had to also rely on some backups. And when you have a team that's going to spread you out, play fast, they throw the ball really well, probably have the best quarterback in the conference, and he was the National Player of the Week last week by the National Football Foundation. So a lot of things that we've got to play well and play well together and try to get them in predictable down and distances and try to get off the field and control the ball.
Final thing for you, Lance, on your defense. I want to ask you a little bit about Malcolm Kuntz. I saw this week he's been given an invitation to participate in the Senior Bowl, and he has become a pass rushing beast for you guys last season and again this season. How can you talk a little bit about how his game has grown and how he's gotten himself to the point where he's getting a look from the folks at the Senior Bowl?
Well, he's been a very steady player in our program. He's got a great personality and great energy. He's got, he's got the height, the length, but he can bend the corner and get around for a guy his size as good as anybody. And the thing is, through his career, you have a Damone Harris, right here from Buffalo, playing with the Chiefs, Ladarius Mack on the practice squad with the Bears. Chuck Harris had a little time on practice squads and was active for a couple games in Jacksonville last year. We've had a good run of defensive ends in this program, and Malcolm was just kind of rotating with them. He and Taylor Riggins really took a big step last year as well, and Malcolm's gotten off to a great start. He's playing well. He's practicing hard, and he made the Reese's Senior Bowl 250, which kind of gets you in the nomination game, but his invitation came about a week or so ago, and we were able to present it to him, and he's pretty excited, and it's well-deserving.
Well, good luck Saturday. I think it'll be a whale of a game, and continued success with how the season is going.
Well, I appreciate it, Howard, and I hope appreciate the opportunity for you and Jeremy to have me on. Thank you.
Have a good Thanksgiving, Lance. Thanks.
You as well.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.